the 22nd head coach at Michigan Tech, Joe Schoen.
The Huskies got a 2-1. Bring it up across the line. Ian Smith looking in front. Sausage just scores! Misiak! Put it in!
I am a Uper.
They'll flip it up for Reitmeier. He holds it in. Here comes Grayson Reitmeier. He'll shoot! Scores!
I love UP in my heart and chip.
Save it for Misiak. Misiak, wraparound attempt. Right to the front of the goal. It's behind him! Scores! It's in the net!
Go Huskies.
This is the Joe Schoen Hour on the home of the Huskies, Mix 93. Brought to you by Dr. Daniel Reminga of the Northern Foot Care Center, State Farm agent Kelly Jepson, Coca-Cola of Hancock, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, Bucko's Party Store, the Kaliva Cafe, Peterlin Distributing, Joey's Seafood and Grill, and the Turbo Agency. Now with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Joe Schoen, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. It's never fun talking about a couple of losses over the weekend. Really a couple of good games, though, especially Friday night's game. The Huskies certainly had a chance to win it, but they come off with a couple of losses to the Northern Michigan Wildcats, who are going to be in the getting home ice in the first round of the playoffs. The Huskies will head on the road to Bowling Green as we get set for the Joe Schoen Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Dirk.
Ready to talk hockey, and the regular season is over. It's a long season, yet it goes by so fast.
Yeah, it does. It does. When you think back to the when we started camp, it seems like a long time ago, but when you get into it now, you look back, it goes so fast.
It really does. Tough weekend, Coach. I mean, certainly that Friday night game, great crowd, a loud crowd. Everybody's into it. We come back and tie it up 2-2 and just couldn't get what we needed to do in the third period.
Yeah, it was fun as far as the environment. It's an incredible place to watch a hockey game. Incredible place to watch a hockey game. Our people certainly give us an advantage. We see, Friday night we played a pretty good hockey game, all in all, and the people were into it. It was a good game, and Northern Michigan found a way. I give them credit. Their top end guys, played extremely well. Loggins had 13 shots on the weekend, 8 on Saturday night alone, 5 goals of their 7, were scored by Loggins, and, their top guys played well. They have that one line is as good as any, certainly in our league, and there can't be many in the country that are any more dominant than they are.
And a line, if I remember right, recently kind of put back together, because they kind of split those guys up for a while,
yeah.
And now back together, and they were just dominating at times.
Yeah, it's gotten, and they've had a good second half. Rockwood is making plays. He's doing what he does. Loggins is finishing plays. He's doing what he does. Denver Pierce is banging bodies and winning battles and doing what he does. So, good for them. We're not really here to talk too much about Northern, but their top line was the difference on the weekend for sure.
Loggins, as you mentioned, with 5 goals. He got the first 2 goals of the weekend as the Friday night game got underway in the first period.
To the point, Ballou. He'll send it over. One-timer, bouncing puck off of somebody and went right on goal. Save made by Jurisic. They score. What a play to the middle. And getting the goal, I believe, is going to be Loggins. And the Huskies see the Wildcats taking a 1-0 lead. Speed across the mid-ice. Gould bringing it in, had it poked away from him. The puck is down deep, and Tribulin now will start it back for the Wildcats on the rush. A little bit behind Pierce on the play. Pierce able to field it in, got it to the front of the goal, and they score! What a play there by the Wildcats again, as Northern Michigan takes a 2-0 lead on the second goal of the game by Troy Loggins.
When you look at the first goal, Coach, it was that quick pass to the front there, and it almost looked like it went off maybe one of our defender's sticks and went straight up in the corner. Maybe not, but it was a nice play by them.
Yeah, they won battles. They did what they had to do. Loggins got just a slight bit of separation, made a great shot. I don't believe it went off our stick. Put it up under the crossbar quickly on the short side. Goal scorer's goal.
And then the second one, a couple of mistakes by the Huskies. One of our defensemen got walked on the play, and then a nice pass to the front.
Yeah,
net.
Yeah. Just, just guys making hockey plays, and we weren't able to stop it.
But we got a big goal late in the second period. We were on a 5-on-3 advantage, and Keegan Ford gets the second of the year.
Keegan Ford, 29 seconds left in the 5-on-3. Here's Hallinen looking. Back up top. Ford with a shot. Scores! Senior defenseman Keegan Ford with a huge goal. 5-on-3. Huskies back in this game 2-1.
It looked at times in that 5-on-3, Coach, that it was going to be another one of those typical hockey 5-on-3s where, you know, you have a tendency to slow things down maybe too much, but I thought they really worked it nice at the end there.
Yeah, and another goal by Loggins. This one, Loggins went down to block the shot. It went off his back and went up in the net. So that one was the one we'll take if he keeps putting pucks in his net. But it was a good goal, good power play goal by that unit. That unit's had been by far our best unit on the power play in the second half of the year. Our other unit, Lucchini and those guys, did get a couple goals the weekend before against Anchorage on the power play, but this unit has been the unit that's done the most damage for us, and it was a big goal, got us back in the hockey game.
Yeah, it did. And then Alec Bretzman in the second period, able to tie the game up at the 14-14 mark.
Intercepted and brought back out by Dylan Stamen. Stamen, toe-dragging at the red line, got to Bretzman. Bretzman with a move! Scores! Oh my goodness, what a play by Dylan Stamen! And Alec Bretzman to tie this game up 2-2.
Alec Bretzman with a little inside-out move there that kept that defender going one way and trying to go back the other way, and just a great shot.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's a good player, and it came off a good D-zone cover. Two-man breakout transition, and Dylan bought some time and space just outside the blue line, and with that little move that he made, he was able to give the puck to Alex so he could have a little bit of time and space to do what he wanted to do, and he did the same, a little inside-out move, and then made a good low shot over top of Tolvanen's pad, got us in the game. We had tons of momentum. Throughout the game, we had tons of momentum, but those young guys did a great job. I thought Bretzman was very good on the weekend. I thought Hallinen was very good on the weekend. I thought some of our young guys did a tremendous job on the weekend.
Dylan Stamen and Brian Hallinen get the assist on Bretzman's goal. By the way, on Keegan's goal, it was Brian Hallinen and Colin Sawyer getting the assist. That tied it up 2-2, and I think it seemed like the Huskies were in business. We were tied 2-2 after two periods of play, but shot by Vincent DeMay. Went off of one of our players in the third period and ended up being the game-winning goal.
They get around Seamus Donahue. Donahue sticking with him. No, Bolton now looking back at the blue line. And coming in from there was Bretzman. Bretzman will knock it back. Here's a shot. Scores in front. Not sure if it hit something on the way in, but a big windup from the point as Vincent DeMay gets his third of the season and gives the Wildcats a 3-2 lead.
That did hit at one of our players, right, Coach?
It did. It went off of Gavin Gould in front of the net, yep.
So that made it 3-2 in favor of the Wildcats. Then Troy Loggins gets the hat-trick goal from Adam Rockwood and Vermeulen in the empty net at the 19:57 mark to make it a 4-2 final. Shots on goal, 60-27, according to what we have here, and 0-4. Northern Michigan on the power play. The Huskies were 1-for-5 on the man advantage. 10 power play shots on goal. Tolvanen with 58 saves and Jarusik with 23 in that game.
School record for Tolvanen. 58 saves in the game was a school record, and he earned it. With the goalie out, it was some good movement. We had Grayson Reitmeier had a tremendous shot in front. We had a scramble in front where Dylan got a good whack at in front of the net with the goalie out. And
Lucchini, I thought, had a good one too.
Luch wasn't out there with the goalie out on that one, but
okay. Maybe that was before the goalie was
pulled. But we had some great opportunities. We had nearly 30 scoring chances in the game, which is an extremely high total. With that total, you'd expect 4 or 5 goals for in the game. Credit Ate Tolvanen for his effort. He made some great saves. He was in control the entire night. The goals that we went in, we certainly earned a great shot by Bretzman, a great deflection in front of him on a 5-on-3 power play. So he's showing why he's an All-American Hobie Baker candidate. He was exceptional in the game. And again, I thought we had a lot of guys play well, but, what it came down to was their top guys were difference makers, from Ballou on the defensive side who got pucks up and things like that. But, that's a game at home you want to win. We are playing to win. I thought we played well in that hockey game. We were ready to go. We were prepared to go in the game. Our adjustments were good. We played a strong hockey game. We just didn't come out on top again.
So a final 4-2 with the empty net goal. The Wildcats win game one of the series. We'll take a look at game two coming up in just a little bit. It's the Joe Schaan Hour. Welcome back to the Joe Schaan Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Our email address is dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. Well, we talked about Friday night's tough loss to the Northern Michigan Wildcats. The Huskies went down to the Berry Event Center on Saturday night to finish off the regular season and dropped A 3-0 loss to the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Ante Tovanen with the shutout in that game. And what was the big difference in the way the Huskies played Friday night compared to Saturday night, Coach, do you think?
Compete level. It was compete level. They came out with emotion. They had their senior festivities before the game started. On Saturday's game versus Friday's game, they won the, you know, I've talked to people, and they said that they just looked like they really used the big ice well and things like that. The reality of it is that, the loose puck battles, they, in my opinion now, they won the majority of loose puck battles, and they created time and space that allowed them to use that that big ice by winning battles. They won battles. They'd take on a couple of our guys at times and win battles, and that, I'd say that was the big difference. Their ability to offensively create time and space, and our inability defensively to, and our inability offensively to create time and space, and then their ability defensively to take away our time and space from playing in the game. The compete level, I think, it was the biggest deal, the biggest disappointment for me.
The star of the weekend was Loggins, and he scored the first two goals again.
Good chop at that by the Huskies, but cannot get the clear back up top. Ballou fakes it over. Here's a pass to the middle. They score. Well, great puck movement by the Wildcats on that sequence, and very unselfish as they moved the puck side to side. Nothing Drusha could do on that one as they just moved it to the middle, and Loggins again, his third, make that fourth goal of the weekend.
So a lot going on in that play, right, Coach?
Yeah, there was a number of things there, but what it basically comes down to is individually each man doing their job. We could have, you know, we had chances to end the play and do different things, but everybody, what happens so often, again, it starts out with that compete level. And, if someone beats somebody, just cleanly beats somebody, which is what happened to start the play, other people feel that they have to compensate for that. So everything starts shifting around. Well, then when guys are caught on the wrong side of the puck consistently because they're late getting there, they can't anticipate, they're reacting to what's being done. Well, then, there's going to be open guys because guys are getting beat out of position now, not only getting beat, but they're out of position. And that's what happened on that play. What ultimately happened was Keegan Ford got left in front of the net on a kind of a 2-on-1 deal because all the forwards kind of got themselves out of position on that play. So Keegan couldn't really commit completely to taking Loggins in front. And they were able to make isolate that 2-on-1 where the player could attack, freeze Keegan, and then either pass it or shoot it. He chose to pass it, and Loggins didn't take any time. He just kind of redirected the puck into the net from the hash mark area. So a lot went into it, but again, it basically came down to compete and then overcompensating, guys trying to do other people's jobs, and that's what led to the goal.
1-0 after the first period in favor of the Wildcats. They come back in the second on the power play, and once again, it's Troy Loggins with his fifth of the weekend.
Michigan Tech needing a kill here. 30 seconds gone in the power play for the Wildcats. Brought up now by Ballou. Ballou for Loggins. Loggins is in! Makes a move, scores! Loggins again, his fifth goal of the weekend, his 22nd of the season.
Well, look on that one, and I wanted to ask you, Coach, on that one. They usually send that back on the stealth play. They didn't that time. Were we expecting that and caught a little bit flat-footed on that? Or?
I have not talked to Dallas and Chris. I talked briefly to Dallas yesterday about that and some coverage adjustments I'd like to see made on that. But really what they did is they isolated a seam, identical to what we did a week ago. It's the identical play to what we did a week ago with Jake Jackson. When Jake got that pass and walked through and did the exact same thing and got the winning goal for us against Anchorage a week ago. Isolated the same thing, and we weren't able to handle the one-on-one. I think we got spread too wide for sure on when they were picking lanes. They were throwing guys at different lanes, and we got spread out too wide and weren't able to we aren't a great team as it is on the back end at handling one-on-one play. That's why we have so much layering and so much redundancy within our system. And they were able to walk in, and again, the wrong guy at the wrong time. Loggins was able to walk in and put the puck in the net.
And he came in with a lot of speed, yeah, too, to make that move. So that made it 2-0, made it 3-0. This was kind of a backbreaker for the Huskies as Slattery gets the goal, his third of the season.
Craighead with it, now back across the line for Northern Michigan, dropping it for Rockwood. Rockwood sends it over! Wide open, and they score!
Well, getting the goal was Mitchell Slattery. That one, kind of a weird play, how it was supposed to come out differently or go on net, and it got kind of bounced back to the top of the crease. I don't know what happened there.
Really. Line change. It was line change to start with, and they jumped guys. We were slow on the line change and slow getting our guy on the ice on the line change. I wouldn't say slow on the line change. But it was a late guy that needed to fill that middle seam. So what ended up happening is they came up on a 4-on-3 line rush, and with some gap in between the coverage layers, our back three and our front two on the forecheck, or on the back check, one being a line change. And then what happened on that is we didn't read the odd man numbers. When you're, and I like talking about the strategy of it. When you're in an odd man situation on a rush, you can't commit, as an example, I was going to say on the goal, but on the goal on Friday, that's not what happened. We just got walked on the wall when we pinched up on the play on the wall. But on, you have to hold middle ice. You have to hold the middle. Much like we just talked about Keegan Ford, when they isolated the 2-on-1 with the forwards on the last goal, kind of running around. Keegan had to hold. He had to hold middle ice and play it the best he can, split the difference and try to get in the pass lane and do the best he can on it. On this play, they had a 4-on-3 rush with Lucchini back with two defensemen, and we ended up going after a puck carrier, and we played that what we call strong. We played it like it was an even man situation, taking away guys, trying to take away time and space, but it wasn't an even situation. So they threw it to a seam to where we had nobody. The guy coming off the ice on the line change and the guy trying to catch up to the play didn't fill that, wasn't able to catch up to that lane. So they ended on the 4-on-3, they found the weak side lane. Rockwood, being a guy, 41 assists last year, led the country in assists, had more assists last year than we had a guy with points. He made the play to the guy, to Slattery walking in, and Slattery kind of mishandled the puck, and Jurcic kind of mishandled the puck as well, and was going for the poke check on it, thinking that Slattery was going to handle the puck, and he didn't. It bounced off his stick. And so I believe it, what happened to me, it looked like it went off of Jurcic's stick up into the net. But it was a poor read on our back coverage. Primarily on Luch. Luch needed to play that week, and we needed all three guys needed to hold middle ice, keep it to the outside, and buy time for our back pressure to get into the play, and that didn't occur.
Darian Craighead and Adam Rockwood get the assist on Slattery's goal, 3-0 after two periods of play. No scoring in the third period. We were only able to muster 5 shots in the first period, Coach, 9 in the second, which is respectable, and then only 6 in the third for a total of 20. We just seemed to be very perimeter for the most part offensively in that game.
Yeah,
right?
And that comes down to compete again. We were talking about that. And that no shots, no, this isn't negative. This is just, they won those battles. We went, that's our makeup. When we're engaged, excited to, have a good, competitive feeling about us, we get that often at home. We play better at home because our crowd energizes us playing in front of our own, you know, people. And oftentimes on the road, we get a little bit soft and a little bit perimeter. And we do sometimes at home as well, but that's what happened in that game. They came out in a physical nature, which is good, which is what we're going to see this weekend from Bowling Green. And we didn't match that. The first thing you have to do is match the compete level. And then out of that compete, have, you know, a good mindset about what you're doing and execute the game plan. And they were able to, Northern Michigan was able to take our will away a little bit with their emotion, in that regard. So, lessons to be learned, by our team and by our guys moving forward.
You know, you look at the Lions, Coach, though. I mean, maybe not so much Saturday night, but I really liked it, and I thought you did too. Alex Smith, Gavin Gould, and Lucchini together, they seemed to work really well Friday night. Couple of guys Saturday night seemed to maybe disappear a little bit. We didn't see them as much.
You're setting me up here now.
No, I'm
no, but I like it. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, guys that we see around the puck all the time.
I thought, on the positive side, I like Smitty on that game.
Yeah.
Smitty was involved in 4 scoring chances, he had 4 shots on goal. I believe Gavin Gould had 1. I'm not sure where that came from, but I know it wasn't a scoring chance. Luch didn't have any shots on goal on Saturday night's game. But I did like that, and I really liked Hallinen in the game. The big thing with Brian is he's got to continue to work, and he's the youngest player in our league. I would take Brian Hallinen as a late draft pick if I was an NHL team, because of his physical nature, his size, his strength, his ability to shoot the puck, how he plays heavy, he skates well. And then I'd say, okay, I'd wait and see how does this kid impact How does he learn the game? Does he learn the game? But if you don't, if you're not sold on somebody on a late pick, he has the attributes that I would take as a late NHL pick, a seventh round picker or something like that. And I've mentioned that to some people, some NHL people that I've talked to, some friends of mine. I liked Bretzman in the game. Bretzman is getting where he's getting more consistency to his game, his complete consistency. I like the way that he's playing, right now, young guys. Now, Reitmeier was good on Friday and really nothing, evolved, maybe a scoring chance, but not a whole lot on Saturday as well. We want some more consistency out of some of those guys. But some of our freshmen played very well in the game. And when you're talking about perimeter and things like that, I think a difference in the game, and this is no shots in anything, no shots in any way, because it goes back to the beginning of the year. Who is leading us as far as, I know who's leading our locker room and things like that, but as far as in the game, night to night, the go-to guys, and the difference we're talking about is Northern Michigan's best players, their top guys, the guys that need to play well for them, the guys that have been really good in the second half for them, were the difference in the game, just like at Lake State, Cuglietta and Nellis and those guys. Their top guys were the difference in the games at Lake Superior. And our top guys on the ice right now might be on the consistent level, our younger guys. And those guys are they're still figuring it out. You know what I mean? They're still in these pressure situations for the first time. So they're getting a lot of valuable minutes going forward. But on any given night, we get a really good night out of some of our older guys. And the one thing, like I said, the positive side of it is I think that Alex Smith, really since, for probably last four or five games, has been a really good hockey player.
I totally agree.
Giving us everything he has, competing hard, winning a lot of faceoffs, doing a lot of little things well. And I've told him so. I'm extremely proud of the way that he's been playing and really trying to, lead us in a good way.
Spinal 3-0, Northern Michigan over Michigan Tech on Saturday night down at the Barry Event Center. It was their senior night, and Ate Tovarin gets yet another shutout. We'll take a break. Be back with more of the Joe Schon Hour. If you have a question for Coach, you can still email it in if you're listening here on Monday Morning Live on DJ@themix93.com.
Hi, this is Julie from the Reliance Agency. Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love. Visit the Reliance Agency in downtown Lawrence today or call us at 906-524-6330.
When you need to find a bar at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight.
Stock up on 5-gallon buckets of CarQuest hydraulic fluid, now only $49.99 each at Harder's CarQuest in Calumet through March 27th.
When you want some help from a fellow car lover, it's all in one place. I still discover. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
It's March Madness! At your party headquarters of the Copper Country, Flacco's Party Store in Calumet. All 6 packs of bottled beer are on sale. All 2 liters are 2 for $3. Canada Dry 1 liters and 7-Up 20-ouncers are 99 cents. Save your bucks at Bucko's. T-shirts and hoodies are in full force. Check out Bucko's expanded clothing aisle and alpaca gear selection. All sales at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet do not include taxes and deposits.
The Kaliva Cafe on Quincy Street in Hancock has been serving great food for generations, 7 days a week with home-style service and huge portions. They have a tasty menu for everyone with all homemade food, including daily specials, pasties, soups, hot and cold sandwiches, Italian cuisine, pizzas and salads, and breakfast all day. Enjoy a Sunday turkey dinner with all the trimmings for just $10.95. The Kaliva Cafe opens 7 to 9, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 8 till 9.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Welcome back to the Joe Schon Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Want to get coaches' thoughts on the other final regular season games that went on in the WCHA over the weekend. And it was Lake Superior State taking on Ferris State. And Ferris State winning on Saturday night by a score of 3-2, but the Bulldogs will not make the playoffs.
No, and that's and we know how well coached they are. I think that their staff is as good as any in college hockey. They do a tremendous job, and they just didn't have the players this year. They got caught in some transition as well, and probably some players that they thought were going to step up and be more impactful for them weren't. We saw them early. They gave up. They're similar to us when we went there and beat them twice in the first half. They had us in the third period in both games, and we came back in those games and got some, and got some comeback wins in those games and got through it. They struggled all year with that type of thing. And so they're probably right now out. Their meetings today and their focus will be on going out and getting better, probably hitting the road, recruiting all three of them and trying to get their team better.
Bowling Green at home this past weekend with Alabama Huntsville. Huntsville wins the game on Friday night, and then Bowling Green maybe a little ornery on Saturday night, coming back and beating Huntsville by a score of 7-1.
Yeah, and that's a good bounce back game for Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. They figured out how to win, and that's a good thing that because they've had not a bad second half, but not a great second half compared to the first half, but they're still right on the door of an at-large bid. But on Huntsville's side of it, Huntsville in the second half, I believe they're in their last 18 or something like that, like they're 7-9-2 or something like that, one game under 500. So those guys, those kids play, and we saw how they compete. And so much, you can overcome so much with compete. So much with compete, and they compete hard. They have a little arrogance to them and arrogance isn't the right word, a little swagger, but they like to compete. They like to get after you. And they can give any given team just with that, a run for it. And then when they get, start feeling it in the game and they get that excitement from the compete on it. They kind of get that shark frenzy a little bit where they feed off it and then they can steal a hockey game. So, good for them. And they'll be a good playoff team, I think.
Minnesota State with a couple of victories at home against Bemidji State, and 3-1 was the final on Saturday night, the final on Friday night, 4-1.
Yeah. Good. Just two good efforts by them. And we had a chance to jump ahead of Bemidji in the standings, if we would have came out with some points. But we weren't able to do that, but good for Mankato. They're going into the playoffs in a good way.
Well, let's start some of the questions, Coach, before we talk about what's coming up this weekend. And here is our first question. Northern Michigan, I didn't actually preview this one for you because I can answer it myself, but Northern Michigan University sang the national anthem of the home countries of the seniors. Has Tech ever considered doing a similar thing for our athletes on senior night? Well, first of all, it wasn't for the seniors. They do that every night at the Berry Event Center.
Do they always do the finish?
I think they have.
Right.
I believe they have.
Because I know last year when they had the young man from Poland on senior night when we were there, they played the Polish national anthem as well.
Maybe this listener is saying the national anthem, which they did.
Okay.
They usually play.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah, they're right. That would be for senior night, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I know it, but they got through them relatively quick.
Yeah, they were quick.
And I was trying to, I know I've heard the Finnish national anthem, but not that rendition
no,
of it.
No, I haven't.
It didn't, it was hard to stay with.
But yeah, they usually do several.
And I don't do the game management. I guess I could probably make a phone call to somebody to do that, but I don't do the game management. But for us, it'd be Canadian and American national anthem because
sure.
We only have both of them.
Next question for head coach Joe Schon is, in the past, you have said that you use guidelines that project how productive a prospect could be at Tech by the offense they provide in their respective junior leagues. You have also said that you like to see your goaltenders meet the 1-7 mark. Do you have a similar stat you like to see in your goaltenders? Goaltending prospects.
No, I don't. Within the leagues, I go in, I want to see the goaltenders, and I do the same thing I do. What I watch in goaltenders is I look at their four aspects, when I recruit a goaltender, and I've been fortunate to have good goaltenders always. As you even see this year, like last year we got criticized in it. Those same guys this year, a couple of them have been absolutely phenomenal. Devin Carroll's been great. He was tremendous when we put him in.
He was.
I mean, any of our guys could play. I just went with a guy like we did a year ago with Devin, in the second half. You know, who do I feel based on what we've seen, consistency throughout the year, gives us the best chance, and we have to try to gain some continuity and confidence with that guy. And up until that point, unless someone grabs it, we kind of, you know, go with it. But any one of our guys could get in right now and win us a playoff series. Our goaltending is the least of our issues, in my opinion, the very least of our issues. They're all capable Division I goaltenders. But when I'm watching and recruiting a goaltender, there's really four things, three primary. I look at their shot prep, which is how they get set on a shot. I look at their shot stopping ability, which is, there's been a lot of goaltenders that are in position and just struggle stopping the puck. They just get beat by pucks. You might have to only move 3 inches, but they try to block and hope the puck hits them instead of being able to react to it and stop it. So getting in position, which is the shot prep, is number one. Shot stopping ability, your ability to make the save, consistently, is number two. And then your recovery is number three. And your recovery is really your shot prep for the next shot. Mm. So that usually entails, how well do you control rebounds? How well do you move into pucks? Because if you make a lucky save and you're thinking the puck is going left and you moved right, but it went left and you happen to stop it, well, you're not moving into the next shot. Your next shot prep isn't very good. So when I'm watching a goalie play, I'm looking at those three areas, because those three areas I can work with. I can decipher and work with. That's really why I had trouble with Packy Munson a year ago, because he didn't work on these things. He didn't want to work on these things. He was a hard goaltender to work with every place he's been. And that's why he was with three college teams. He was a good puck stopper, but the other areas that could get him to be a tremendous pro and not let in soft things, it was hard to work with him on those things. Our goalies this year have been easy to work with on them. They've all been easy. They're good students of the game. The fourth thing I want to look at in a goaltender is I want to see their ability to steal a hockey game. Now, Packy Munson, we saw, had the ability to do that, which got him in the net. But I want to see them do that. Steal a game. And like I told you before about Robbie Badoon, when I went in and saw Robbie play, the one game I went and watched him, he had a nothing game with Youngstown that went 9 shooters deep in a shootout, and they won 1-0. And the other goaltender that was in the other net for Youngstown is playing pro hockey now. He was a European. I don't think they were going to score the whole night on Robbie Badoon. I saw the complete ability in him, and we've seen that when he's been here. Now Robbie needs to work on consistency and all the time things. He's a better goaltender when he's getting a lot of action. When he doesn't get a ton of action, you know, he relies a lot on reflexes. So when you're into the game, reflexes are good, and he can steal a game and that's why he's got so many shutouts for us. He's got 3 or 4 shutouts already in his career for us in the amount of games he's played. But that's what I look for in goaltenders. I look for those four main things, three primary characteristics or three primary, fundamental tactical things. And then one is really in the character of the person, their ability to steal a game.
Coach, we got Ray Bryce back on Saturday night, which we didn't think we were going to get him, but unfortunately we lost on Friday night, one of our big speedsters and a very big part of our team, Jake Jackson. What can you tell us about his upper body injury?
I don't know, because I was told before that Ray Bryce was out for the year, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's available to play. So before in the last series of the year, I was told Friday that Jacko is out. He's going to have MRIs and things like that. And I got emotional with that yesterday at the senior breakfast, because I have an incredible amount of respect for Jake Jackson as a person. He's not a big talker. Sometimes he's hard to read, but he is a person that puts the others first. He is a person that is all in team-wise. He'll do anything. And we were a much better team the last few weeks when we moved him to center. And I've talked about that. I went, I went public with that move and how his willingness to do that and the impact he had on us. So I got emotional with a guy that's been through hardship as a player here, been through injuries, never gone through a season without an injury, of some kind that's where he's missed games with. And then he gets up there and talks after I do an emotional introduction, and he says, well, I don't know yet for sure what's going on. So I'll wait till we talk to the trainers and find out what the heck's going on with him. So, I don't know what his status is, if, you know, MRI status or what his status is.
Next question for Coach. It's more of a statement, but this listener says that he thought the two sophomore defensemen did a respectable job and noted that Eric Goetz is beginning to come into his own.
It's a statement, but I get where he's. This is a great statement, though. I think a big difference between which, and I talked to our staff about this the other day, and I have to get out and beat down the recruiting trails myself as soon as the year's over and resolve this. We got through last year with inconsistent goaltending in a lot of ways. Good goaltending, but not consistent goaltending. But three really, really good defensemen and then a couple of young guys that filled in and played with those three and did a good job for us in a supporting role for them. We got by with that last year. With a lot of the same forward crew, and two impact forward players that were, as you see, Les Perrance, leading goal scorer in the American Hockey League, has already been up. I think he's still up in the National Hockey League, unless he got sent down in the last day. And then Brent Baltus, who was all in both sides of the puck, a tremendous leader and a huge attention to detail for us. But the main thing was our defense, in that Rennke was, you know, obviously he just broke their record for points by a rookie defenseman, in that organization, in the St. Louis organization. Mark Ock, a tremendous offensively gifted defenseman who you saw when our team wasn't as good when we had to move him to forward because of his concussions and things like that. When we didn't know how bad his concussions were, we could just see his level of play was tailing off. And Dane Burks, a highly competitive, hard skating, good defensive defenseman who can get up in the play and can do some things. Our defense is I think the biggest area that we have to improve is our defense. Some of our young forwards, I think, have a good buy-in, have a good understanding. We need to get better there. But in order to get over these one goal games, our defensive core last year with the guys I talked about, those guys led the country in scoring by defensemen. This year, we haven't gotten that same play with our transition game, and they've been good. They've been tremendous. Our goals against is lower than last year. They've done everything they can with us, but our ability to stop a play, to end a play, to kill a play, to defend, to, you know, some of those things on those goals, we said where other people compensate for different things. We have to get better in that regard. Some of that will come by growth of players, and some of that has to come with players coming in and doing a good job for us. So I know what they're saying. We do have a couple of young guys that did a good job. They're talking about Rockwell and Donahue. They've done a very good job for us this year. We've had a couple of young guys that are getting some really valuable minutes as well. So, but that's the area that the biggest area I think that we have to focus on improving for next year.
Very good. We have got more questions for head coach Sean coming up after the break here. And again, if you still have time to get one in, DJ@themix93.com. The Joe Sean Hour continuing right after these.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance or concerned you might not have the right coverage? Hi, I'm Marcia Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whatever your situation, single, raising a family, or happily retired, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, we offer more choices, more options, more security, and more peace of mind. Put the Turvo Agency to work for you at 482-0080.
Hey there, Husky fans. This is Sully from the Campus Store. The Michigan Tech Campus Store is located in the Memorial Union Building on the Michigan Tech Campus. And University Images is located in the Student Development Complex at the top of McGinnis Drive. They are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages directly from either store for out-of-town friends and family. Stop by the Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
It's rainy fish tacos from out of the sky, Joey's Tacos. words, no need to ask why. Put them in your mouth and close your eyes. It's Rainy Fish Tacos, Joey's Fish Tacos, Joey's Fish Tacos, Rainy Fish Tacos, I love fish tacos.
Get your fish taco for $2.99 at Joey's Seafood and Grill.
Rainy Fish Tacos, it's Rainy Fish Tacos at Joey's.
Got the fender bender blues, people stop and stare. You need advanced tech body repair. Your car's looking new, it's a beautiful sight. Advanced tech gets the job done right. Clean, friendly service without delay.
Without delay.
Don't drive that wreck for one more day. Beat the fender bender blues, advanced tech body repair. Advanced tech.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... A message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to the Joe Schon Hour here on Mix 93, and we call it the Joe Schon Hour because he's right here next to me. To my left, head coach Joe Schon, we're taking your questions right now. Next question for Coach is, Coach, will the coaching staff emphasize more creativity on the offensive side of center ice next season?
Interesting question there. We spent a lot of time on that right now. Now, let's look at this. We had 60 shots on goal. Northern Michigan broke a record on Saturday night for saves in a game, 58 saves in a game in their career, in the history of their program. We are third in the country in shots on goal, third in the country in shots on goal. That doesn't equate to goals for us. You know, you put Tanner Carroll on the ice, you put, we work really hard for our offense. We work really hard for, and we generate offense, and offense has to come off of defense. A great point that you made earlier was we seemed like we had one of those perimeter games on Saturday with things. You know, that on those games, when guys take a night off in the compete side of it, I've said it before, if you want to score goals, you get into gritty areas, you get into hard ice. You know, let's look at Loggins' first goal. He's got 3 foot separation off of one of our guys, a quick separation, makes a move and puts it in the net from an angle. You know, that's a goal. He comes down through the middle of the ice like Jackson did on the one goal for those of you that didn't get to see it and goes through our defense through the middle of the ice. Where the other one, he's at the hash mark area and he gets a pass across and redirects it with Keegan standing very close to him. He's in those areas to get those goals. What were the other goals that he got? I mean, I guarantee you that they were right there in the traffic, mm-hmm. right at the net. First of all, you have to be willing to spend time in those areas. And then you have to be tough enough in those areas to get the puck in the net. And then you have to have the skill. Like we said, we were talking in the pregame show the other night. Goal scorers see net. Goal scorers see the net when they're shooting at it, and non-goal scorers see the goalie. You know what I mean? They see the goalie when they look at it and try to miss the goalie. The other guys see the net. Guys that put it in the net, they see the net and try to shoot it in the net. So Les Brant saw net. He saw Tanner Carroll saw net. Alex Patan saw net. We have guys that have to learn, and there's other ways you can get goals. If you're not a natural goal scorer, then you better be like Reed Sturrows. I remember when I was at Northern, Reed Sturrows' first year, I think he came in and had a weekend like that, like a 5-goal weekend or something, got NCAA Player of the Week, for that effort against us, going hard to the net and driving. So we spent time, we are third in the country in shots on goal. We have generated, I mean, if you look at some of the games the other night, nearly 30 chances. We want our goaltenders, and this is a great question. You can see my passion with it. We want our goaltenders. We're asking our goaltenders to be 1-7 on scoring chances against, which Drusick was this weekend, which our goaltending was this weekend, and as was Devin. We had 22 scoring chances against one night, 21 the other. So with the goals we gave up, three goals each night with one empty net goal, we were within that 1-7. Our goaltending was not the issue. They met our goal. We had just about 30 scoring chances on Friday night and got two goals. You can't ask for more than that. You know what I mean? So nearly 30 scoring chances. I'm not talking about shots on goal. I'm talking about scoring chances. On Saturday, we didn't generate as much because we were, like you said, perimeter. I think we generated 12, 14 scoring chances, something like that. That's still enough for three goals in the game. So it's still, and we didn't get any. So we could put all the emphasis, and we are working on it, and we do generate the offense. We're third in the country in shots on goal. We can do all that, but we still have to get in those areas and find ways to get those pucks in the net. I hate to say it, that a lot of that is a personnel issue. All we can do is help them get in those areas, and then we have to continue to recruit. Hallinen scores goals. Bretzman scores goals. We have guys that honestly, they can have, I mean, look at scoring. Eddie Tolvanen has more points. He got an assist the other night. He scored a goal against us. Their goaltender has 2 points in the year. We have guys that don't have that. And they get opportunities. Pogli's had 4 scoring chances on Friday night, 4 or 5 scoring chances on Friday night. Now, we would want to create we want to score every 5 scoring chances, every 4 scoring chances. Then you're scoring goals. So it's a great question. We do work on it. You're not seeing it in the goals department, but you do see it in the offensive side of it.
Next question for Coach. In 2014, when the Huskies played in a playoff series at Bowling Green, the Michigan Tech Pep Band made the trip. Will we see them again this weekend in Bowling Green?
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that. I wish I did.
Next question for Coach. I've never seen a guy score 5 goals in a series. With Loggins being so hot, did you consider making adjustments against him? Maybe spy him. I think they mean maybe shadow him.
Yeah, we did. We did, actually. We had the pairings we wanted. We tried different pairings against him. We tried virtually every combination, but he found a way. I know on the first goal on Friday, they caught us in a change. They made a quick line change and caught us in a change because I had to ask the same question. Brooksy was handling the defense. I said, what's going on? So they caught us completely in the change because we had, they got those guys out there and were able to get that goal.
All right, great questions. If you have one, we still have time. DJ at themix93.com. We'll talk about the upcoming series against Bowling Green in the first round of the playoffs when we come back on the Joe Schaan Hour.
Dreaming up the ideal retirement is your job. Helping you get there is ours. That's why we encourage you to contribute to an Edward Jones IRA by April 15th. By investing in an Edward Jones IRA, you can take advantage of potential tax benefits for 2018. To help make sense of your retirement goals before the April 15th tax deadline, contact me, John Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, at 482-8680. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Have you ever tasted something so new and delicious you think, this must be an orange vanilla Coke? But then you think, there's no such thing.
No such thing!
You think, it's too good to be true. It must be one of those orange and vanilla dreams again.
Sounds delicious!
And then you realize, you're not dreaming. It's really orange vanilla Coke.
It's new and delicious!
Orange vanilla Coke.
Yeah, you heard that right!
Just how new is the new orange vanilla Coke? Well, that's something you'll have to find out for yourself. Go out and grab an ice cold a new orange vanilla Coke. It's new, it's orange, it's vanilla, and it's just as refreshing as every sip of Coca-Cola should be. Introducing the new orange vanilla Coca-Cola. Yep, you heard that right.
Think about your home. What do you see? Do you just see 2 stories or the stories of your toddler's first steps? Now think about your car. Do you see an odometer reading or your kids reading in the back seat. Other insurance companies just see a house. They just see a car. But a State Farm agent sees what your home and your car really mean to you. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
Call me, Kelly Jepson, at my State Farm agency in Houghton at 482-1210.
Well, the Huskies split with the Bowling Green Falcons earlier this year at the John McGinnis Student Ice Rink back on January 11th and 12th. Robert Badoon getting the shutout against Bowling Green, who was ranked 10th at the time, I believe. 2-0 on Friday night, and we'd lose by a score of 3-2 on Saturday night. What do you remember most about that series, Coach?
I thought we played well in that series. You know, we gauge ourselves in a lot of ways against Bowling Green, against Mankato, because those two teams bring a high compete level, and I think you have to have that in this game. In hockey, you have to have a compete level to have success, and I thought we competed well with them. Now, Bowling Green has the ability to bring it to another level in their rank, that part of the game to another level. And I like the matchup for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think that, within our group a bit, there's an anxiety about that type of game. And we know that, and I've said that before. Guys didn't get a chance to play there this year. And I actually heard guys at the beginning of the year say that, boy, I'm glad we don't have to ever go back to Bowling Green. And, you know, just the, you know, how things work out, call it karma, irony, call it what you want. We do get a chance to go back there. So I want our young guys to experience that environment, because we're going to have to get through them in the future, as we continue to grow this program. We're going to have to get through them, be able to play hard in every rink that we compete in. And this is just a great test for us to have to go in there. And it's going to be a grind series. It's going to be a grind. There's going to be no room for perimeter hockey. No room for softness. We know that. We know how it's going to be. So I like that. I welcome that. I think we need that, going forward. And if we're going to, you know, have success in being able to win a playoff series and then have success winning another one, because that's what our goal is. This is the time of year now. It is not about quality of play now. I'm sorry. It's not about getting better. It's not about right now. It's about performing. Our goal all year long, I say, okay, here's what our emphasis is all year long. Improve, get better, just continue to get better. And it comes to the point now where this is where it's time to perform. The preparation, a lot of it is, you know, we'll make our adjustments. We're going to based on different things that we have to do. Such as the question, you know, Northern Michigan, did you think about shadowing them? That's their line. That's, if you look at their scoring, that is their line. And you put Ballou out there. Everything that we did in preparation was to prepare for Loggins and Pierce and Rockwood. So we'll do our preparation for this week and get ready to go. We were certainly ready Friday night to play. We had 60 shots on goal. We played a great game. And we'll do everything we can to be ready to go this Friday night and come out with a win and gain some momentum and try to go after it again Saturday.
Remind us some of the rule changes, Coach, as far as travel rosters for the playoffs.
I think we can bring everybody, but we're not going to. We're going to go with what we feel is going to help us to be able to perform down there and who legitimately has a chance to play.
As you look at the roster for Coach Bergeron's team, Brandon Cruz leading the way with he's one of those guys where he just really makes everybody else around him better.
And Rahauser.
Yeah.
All-American defenseman Rahauser. They're big guys. If you look at them, what I like about those guys is that nationally they're differential when they're on the ice. Goals that are scored when they're on the ice. And I'm not talking about just plus minus. I'm talking about shorthanded, power play, and everything. Like, they're like plus 50, 58. You know, they're way up there. Plus 40. And like, they impact the game that much. You know, there's guys like, what's the guy? Craig's that everybody's talking about. He's going to sign pro. He's only been on the ice for like 10 goals against or 9 goals against on the year. When he's been on the ice in any capacity, penalty kill, power, you know, shorthanded goals against, anything. So,
he's leading their team, almost. Rahauser is plus 20. He's plus 19.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying he's like plus 38 or something.
Right.
He's only been on the ice for 10 goals against of any kind on the year. So that's I like the dynamic of their team. I like their Cruz has been a step up kind of a guy for them. I like the dynamic of our team when we play as well. We just need to get up and make sure the guys aren't looking past this weekend at potential opportunities down the road and that they perform this weekend for the guys in the room and do a good job for us.
And Jake Lucchini has had a lot of success down in this building, has had some big goals. And we as a program have had some big wins down there, a couple overtime wins. I remember a few years back with, I think it was Pietola putting in an overtime goal. So there's been some huge moments in that building for the Husky program.
Usually turnaround moments for us too because of the dynamic. If you can play well in this building, you can play well. So, again, I'm looking forward to it. I love challenge. I love competition. I'm looking forward to because these are gauges for where we're at, but, we really need to see who can perform and who's going to step up and play. And I think that we'll get a good effort, from our group, and we'll move on and battle.
Do you get the same amount of are you able to read the team as well on the road coaching practice as you are at home? Like this is a week where you know you're gonna be doing a lot of traveling, a lot of neutral site practices and stuff like that.
Like you said, last Friday I said I'm looking forward, we've been practicing well, I'm looking forward to see how we play. We're a hard team to gauge, and that's why we are in the standings. And I would say that Bob Daniels from Ferris and their staff probably feels the same way, that they probably felt, like they were a team that was capable. They had some pieces in place that could have, made more of a difference for them. So the question is, at this stage of the year, you'd honestly like to say that I know exactly what we're going to have. A year ago at this time, we knew what we were, we knew what we had. We knew, we were down to playing virtually three lines. At this point, we knew our defensive pairings. We knew what we were going to do for adjustments. We knew everything. We were comfortable with that. Right now, our most consistent players are young guys, which is good for us going forward, but they aren't going to win the series for us. The series are still going to be won by the guys that have the ability, to make a difference offensively. Like the one person, are you going to work harder on offense? Well, we work hard on offense. Just so you know, we work hard on offense all the time, to try to simplify it and work on that. But offensive guys have to do that. Gavin Gould has to do that. Jake Lucchini has to do that. Our top end guys have to do that. And, on any good team, any team that wins, they're going to be carried by those guys, and we can't rely on our young guys, Hallinen, Pogliese, and those guys, or Bretzman, those guys to be the guys. We want them to support it, but the other guys are going to have to do the job.
Game times are 7:37 on Friday night, 7:07 on Saturday night, and if necessary, 7:07 on Sunday night. Remember, it is a best of three, first round of the WCHA series. The Huskies traveling to Bowling Green, Ohio to take on Bowling Green State University, and that should be really good games. Coach, thanks for your time. Safe travels down to Bowling Green, and I can't wait. I think we're going to get a couple of wins and go to the next round.
That sounds good to me, and thanks again for our support on Friday night. Was absolutely incredible. The atmosphere, the excitement, the cowbells that were going on, everything was a lot of fun, and always this year, I am so sorry that we didn't get a playoff series here. You deserve it. The community deserves it for sure. We're working extremely hard to rectify that and moving forward.